in times of real trouble, elected officials rise to the occasion.
The only way to build a thriving economy is to set and enforce firm rules of the world.
They did not do enough. There was not a whole lot of stimulus of actual infrastructure.
Is hyperinflation a successful outcome of what they're trying to do?
Just realize that these people don't know what's going on.
The strong rights theory we turn to today is libertarianism.
You don't have to use fiscal stimulus or monetary stimulus. There is a third way.
We don't know how other people should live, and you cannot organize a society.
The case for the free market, the case for liberty, and the case against statism.
Welcome everybody to the Kirsten Mullen Show on October 31st, Halloween night 2013. And for the first time, I am recording a video version of the podcast. I will also have the audio. Obviously, we'll listen to it right now in the audio version. But I will also be uploading my highlights from the podcast from now on my YouTube channel, which I've completely changed. It used to be a gaming channel. Now I've completely switched it to philosophy. And it's you'd have to go to youtube.com/... The 302, the number's 302, the 302 Productions, and that'll be the URL. I can't change it. I wanted to. That was my old channel name. But you can find all the highlights and stuff on there that if you wanted to see, if you actually want to watch me do some highlights and for other videos that I won't post directly on the podcast. But no matter, today I want to ask a different, I know I kind of did politics and you know that kind of stuff, but today I want to talk about philosophy on a theology level. So I'm going to be asking some questions, or not really questions, some of them aren't, but general discussion topics and things to think about if you are a theist, if you believe in a god, or if you're an agnostic. I'll have some objections or questions for agnostics in these. I only have five. They're very, you know, there's a couple, I just had a couple thoughts about it. And this obviously isn't going to sum up all of my religious topics or theology topics, but I wanted to get a kind of a quick couple of things for you guys to think about. And just a little disclaimer, in any of this, I am not telling you I'm right or you're wrong or any of that. What I am trying to do, and don't shut me off here, actually think about these things, right? Because the truth is what matters, not what you think is okay, right? It's, the truth is what really matters, so that's what leads to virtue and happiness and whatever. But I am not trying to put you down. I am not saying that I'm better than you or know things, you know, I understand things more than you do. I am generally trying to learn. And I am a severe skeptic / atheist. So I have a couple questions that I want to know what your answers would be as agnostics or people who believe in like Christianity, Buddhism, Islam, Judaism, whatever it may be. And I just want to have your answers, because from what my answers would be, I think I'm correct, but I may not be. So I want to hear your opinions, because if I'm wrong, I'd like to know. So I want to hear your opinions on this and how you would answer this, especially if you're a Christian or a Jew or some other a belief system that's very strict compared to agnosticism, which is basically I don't know, or you can't know. So I'd love to hear your answers for this. I'm genuinely concerned. So be respectful. I will try not to be. I'll try not to be offensive. I might get a little bit aggressive, but or offensive, as in I'm going on the offense. But I'm not going to try to be offensive to you personally. So know that I'm really not trying to, and try to have an open mind as much as you can during these couple of questions. So the first two are really just statements for you to ponder. The first question I have, or statement I have, is: you are, if you believe in a, you know, Jesus Christ, or you believe in the, you know, obviously the God of Abraham as a Christian or a Jew, or you believe, you know, in Allah, whatever it may be, and you believe any monotheistic or monotheistic religion with one God, I want to ask you if you really truly understand that you are 99.9% atheist, right? And that's a small decimal. It can be a lot closer than that to 100. Because I know you've heard this before, but generally think about this. And there have been billions. I mean, you can't even count them, how many gods have been worshipped in human history, right? There have been billions, right? So why do you think that you have the knowledge and such a great knowledge to just know, right? To just be like, okay, out of all the gods possible, this one, and not even the question of God exists. You know God exists, and this. That's completely different from just saying, no, there is a God. There is a God, and he does this. You are adding specific traits to them. And that narrows it down significantly. So why do you think that in this, in this one area, why do you think that you completely know? The probability is almost zero that you would actually understand it, right? So why? Why are you so sure? And ask yourself, why am I so sure? Right? Because it's not only the multitude of gods, it's the time period, right? And the location you're born, the chance that you're born here in the United States or in the West compared to in the Middle East, because statistics are, it's embarrassing how severe they are, where the geography of where you're born almost exclusively determines where your religious views are. If you're born in the West, you're more to be a Christian or a Jew. If you're in the Middle East, you're most likely to be Islam, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever it may be. So, and not only that, it's not only the location that often determines what you believe in, but also the time period. Say you were born 10,000 years ago and you were a Christian today. Say you were born 10,000 years ago. What would you believe in? Would you just wait around saying, nope, I know that there's a God, that this is the reason I know this for a fact. I believe with all my heart. Or would you just latch on to the current popular religion? And I'm asking honestly, what would you do? Because if you were truly, if you truly believe there was only one God and you believe in the right one, then you wouldn't feel the same way you feel in your mind in the hypothetical if you were 10,000 years ago and were worshiping some other God, right? You wouldn't feel that. So why? If you think about that, that is a massive amount of possibilities that you just, it's really not that humble to believe that you really do know and have specific traits. All right. And I'll get into more, all these questions will develop on other things later, but that's a general point. You really have to think about that and think of and tell me what you really think about that. Tell me what you believe from that question, because I am curious. Number two, you are born an atheist, right? We all understand that. No one's born saying Jesus, right? No one's born that, right? And the question then arises, well, why do I believe in it then? And how does that compare to all the other things I learned, right? And you're born an atheist. You don't believe in a specific God. You might at some point question and say, I wonder if there's anything else, right? But why are you your religion now? What happened when you were born? Since you were born an atheist, what had to happen to make you such a strong Christian now? Or whatever you may be. I'm going to use Christian because it's popular in the United States. And the answer is you were taught it, right? You were taught this. Now, really quickly, compare that to how you were taught every other thing, right? In school, whether it be how gravity works, whatever it may be, right? And if you're watching the video feed, you're going to get some really exclusive footage right now of high quality visual effects. But in school, right? If you're in science class in first, whatever, I don't know what the school system teaches gravity in, but say you're in your science class, whatever it may be, which grade, and you're taught the concept of gravity, right? And they're number one, gravity actually exists. You can see it, right? But why do you believe that the concept on the paper that says gravity is connected to that? Well, what they usually do is they'll say, okay, whatever it may be. You see this piece of gum right here, right? Watch, right? It drops. It explains gravity. Gravity's pulling it down, right, with a force. And that connects. You're like, okay, I can see it. There's evidence. It's reproducible. It's reasonable. It uses logic. I understand it now. It makes sense. You connect it with your mind. Now, compare that kind of learning with reason, evidence, reproducibility, the scientific method, to your religious beliefs. Now, what is the one difference? Obviously, the main difference is that there's one has evidence and one doesn't, right? That's the whole point of faith, right? But what's the other one difference, right? And I would argue that the one main difference whether you realize it or not, whether you feel like it was negative or not, is when you learn gravity, no one says, if you don't believe this, you're going to burn for eternity, right? No one says that because they don't care. I mean, if you don't believe it, you're obviously ignorant to evidence. So then what does religion say? They say, if you don't believe this, you're going to burn for an eternity. Now imagine saying that in a different context to a five-year-old. There's a little five-year-old. And a man is keeping all these five-year-olds in a cave somewhere, and it's isolated, and says, if you don't follow exactly what I say, you're going to be burned for eternity. I will keep you alive just enough so you continue to burn somehow for eternity. After you die, you'll still feel it, and it's forever. Imagine how we would arrest him and put him in prison, right? Because that's terrible. So my question is, what as a religious person, what distinguishes that difference? Because I haven't found it yet, and there may be one, I don't know. But if you don't mind, can you tell me what the difference is between a priest doing it and any other person doing it that's not involving a god, right? The whole idea of, if you don't believe this concept, you're going to burn eternally, or, you know, it's going to be massive negative sanctions upon you. That never happens with anything else. Anything else. It's either you can prove it or you can't, right? And I know that's a very superficial argument. Well, we believe in faith, right? But why do you believe in faith? That's my question. Not that faith is the answer, but why do you believe in faith? Have you actually thought about it? And have you ever had a real conversation with actually breaking down the barriers and saying, well, why do I believe it? And if you have, that's great. My question is, if you haven't, you need to have that conversation with yourself. Because you have to understand, you don't believe this so strongly as from such a young age. You could believe it when you're an adult, and you can reason. But at such a young age, what did you believe at such a young age back then? And it's because that, I mean, there are massive negative sanctions towards it. It's intimidation. And that doesn't occur with any other thing. So is that just a coincidence that the one thing that you believe so strongly couldn't be overturned is also accompanied by great fear that you still believe in today, obviously? Is it not a coincidence? I don't know. If you could explain it to me, I really do. I generally want to know because I don't see how it's not a coincidence. If it is, explain it to me. But I don't see how it's not, right? So I want to take one more second, and I can get into more of the theist argument with, you know, when I say theist, I don't mean agnostic. I mean everyone but agnostics, right? I can get into all of that later, right, in different episodes, in different podcasts. But right now, I want to talk about agnostics. I want to give them a special little call out and a shout out because they don't really get a lot of love when it comes to theology. And the general agnostic argument is, no, I agree with all the other things you said. I cannot prove it exists. I cannot do this, but I cannot not know it exists, right? You leave the window open to say, there may be one, but I don't know. It's impossible to know. Or it's not impossible, but it's just that technology hasn't gotten to that level yet where we could prove it. It's another supernatural's existence. And the general idea, and this was the Plato idea also, is that there's two universes, and Christians believe this. I mean, there's the universe that we live in, the physical universe, and then there's a heaven or another universe that we can't know about, right, until we get there, right? Agnostics change a little bit. They say, no, there's a different universe, or there may be another universe, but there also may be another God. We're not going to go to that universe, but there may be another God there, so we can't say for sure that it doesn't exist, right? It's like saying, well, are there pink unicorns? Well, I don't know. They could be. We haven't explored the universe yet. They could be on another planet somewhere. They could have a whole community of pink unicorns, you know, with governments and all that. I hope not. I hope they've progressed past that, right? But, yeah. So that's the idea. So let me ask a question. This is the concept, right? There could be another universe and there could be a god there, right? And you cannot know that it's there, right? You cannot know, or we can't know now. So, and this question applies to both cases, is if there is another universe, that cannot be known in our universe. We cannot know it, right? Then how can we take concepts such as a god or a deity or whatever it may be and put it in their universe, right? If it's so unknowing, it's like saying, I don't know what the hell that is. And there's no way to know anything about it. But it's green, fluffy, and has three eyes. I mean, you're applying traits to things that you're saying cannot be known. Implying that there's a god or a deity, whatever it may be. You're implying something that you know about it, right? You believe it's an all-knowing, it's universal, it's all-powerful, or something like that. There are some traits that down the line that you are attributing to that form in the other universe that come from our universe. So you can't do that if it's completely unknowable. So that breaks it down. So what is the other universe then, as an agnostic, right? What is it? If nothing can be known, right? If nothing can be known whatsoever, well, if you want to take the purest form and not say, well, okay, there can't be, if we can't know there's a god then, but we can't also say that we can't know it's a god because that's from our universe. If there's literally nothing our mind can even comprehend of what we can even apply to start in that universe, then it's just all static, right? If there's nothing there. And I don't mean static as in, you know, static. I'm talking about there's nothing whatsoever we can apply to it. Zero. Even its existence. And that could make sense, But then, what do you have? You just have, there's something that possibly might be there that we can't even know anything about, even if there could remotely be anything there. So it's nothing. There's nothing there then. That's the definition of nothing. It's undetectable, unmeasurable, and it can't be by the senses. It's not there then. So it's a complete hoax, right? But if you are an agnostic and you stick true to that, then everything is a contradiction. Everything's a contradiction, especially truth, right? If you say, no, you just ignore my last point, and no, we can know there's a god there, or we can know that there might be a god there, but we don't know anything else about the area, right? If you do believe that, then what do we know, right? If you believe that there's a god that we don't know about, and you're applying traits, and you're just contradicting yourself over and over and over again, then what can we really know, right? There's nothing we can really know. Can we say that you should take medicine for cancer? No, because somewhere else it might be actually health. What if murder is life? You know, what if this isn't the right comment. What if heaven is hell? What if, you know, this old cup is a dishwasher, right? Then nothing is true. And that's when you come to, you say, no, then nothing is certain, nothing is true. But aha! If you know that nothing is certain, nothing is true, what makes that statement certain? Right? That you are certain that nothing is certain. That statement is one of certainty. I know for a fact that I can't know anything. I mean, it's a contradiction. So the agnosticism is built on contradictions, square circles, whatever it may be, and it can't. I mean, it's a complete hoax. I mean, if you have to be consistent or not, and if you're going to be the consistent when you say, okay, then nothing can possibly be known about anything, even if there could be a god, so it doesn't exist, or you stick to the traditional agnostic belief, and then nothing is everything, and everything is nothing, and even the statement that we can't know anything means that we do know nothing, right? It doesn't make any sense. Saying that we don't know anything means that you know for something for sure that we don't know anything, right? That's how, I mean, it's messing me to even be able to say it. Because that's how back everything is a contradiction. Black is white. I mean, everything is a contradiction. So, I'd like to hear, especially from agnostics, I mean, I don't understand it, right? I don't understand how you can apply concepts from our reality to another, right? You cannot assume those. These are deadly assumptions. And from theists, the first half of this episode. So why? You're 99% atheist already. You're born an atheist, and think about how you were taught other things, and what was different. And I'm not trying to change your mind here, but I really am genuinely I genuinely want to know because I think that these are pretty, at least good starting points. But like, maybe I should think about this a little more. So I don't know. Let me know. I'm really interested. Comment down below. Subscribe to my feed. You can go to iTunes at christianmullins.com. Find me on podomatic.com. It's christianmullins.podomatic.com. or the most interesting, go to my YouTube channel, The 302 Productions, youtube.com/The 302 Productions. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I will have tons of new videos, especially highlights from these podcasts and other highlights that I won't be making for podcasts, shorter videos and responses. So that is it. I appreciate you listening. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye for now.